Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. I want to thank you from leaving the comfort of your homes and coming into the cold and being here today, because this is the main reason for the season, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the baby in Bethlehem. And St. John tells us today why we celebrate this day. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh as a little baby in Bethlehem, in a manger. You know, most people think in pictures. I mean, I do. I mean, you get a vision of something. You try to have concepts and try to argue rationality, and it doesn't quite make, like, the word beauty. I mean, how do you describe beauty? I mean, you could talk about it, you could write about it, but then you see a beautiful sunset, or you see birdies and deer gathered around the backyard, or you hear Dawn singing and playing the organ here, or you see this church and you say, ah, there it is, that's beauty. Well, people have argued for centuries, God and who is God and all this. And God said, well, no, I will show them. You want to see God? There's God, a little baby in a manger. He came so we could know God. And that's what I want us to come away with today. You know, it's more than reading about God and studying and the catechisms. They're all important. But to know God, to experience God, that's what Christmas is all about. As one poet once said, love came down at Christmas. This is love. This is God. This baby in Bethlehem, what we celebrate today. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So in that experience, what's that like? What's that like? Well, one way of answering that question is going to Martin Luther. He was a pretty good spiritual guy, Martin Luther. And he had a sermon one Christmas day about Jesus' birth, and he talked to his congregation about what that was, and looking at what it might have been like at Bethlehem at that time. And he said, Joseph had to do his best, and it may well be that he asked some maid to fetch some water or something else, but we do not read that anywhere that anybody came to help. They heard that a young wife was lying in a cow stall, and no one gave heed. Shame on you, wretched Bethlehem. The inn ought to have burned with brimstone. For even though Mary had been a beggar maid or unwed, anybody at such a time should have been glad to give her a hand. Luther goes on in that sermon. He says, there are many of you in this congregation today who think to yourselves, if only I had been there, how quick I would have been to help the baby. I would have washed his linens. Oh, how happy I would have been to go with the shepherds to see the Lord lying in a manger. Yes, you would. You say that because you know how great Christ is. But if you had been there at that time, you would have done no better than the people of Bethlehem. Childish and silly thoughts are these. Why don't you do it now? Do it now. You have Christ in your neighbor. You ought to serve him. For what you do to your neighbor in need, you do to the Lord Christ himself. And what Luther was saying, that we have Christ in our presence, and we can serve and see Christ in one another. The idea is then to know how much you are loved in God's grace and to share that. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In this baby, in this unexpected down-to-earth way, God's Word became flesh. And in the totally unexpected way, God makes himself known. And through this baby, God finally manages to say what he is and what we are. This birth, this Jesus, allows God's word to be seen clearly in the world, born into you and into me. After this birth, we can never look at a baby in the same way. Each baby, because of God becoming one of us and blessing us to know that we are blessed, each baby is a Christ child. And every human being is your brother or sister in Christ, because the Word became flesh. God didn't stay up there judging us, making a list, finding out who's naughty or nice. No. He came down to love us, but to show us how special human beings are and how we are to look at ourselves and to look at the person that we see, especially the person in need. So here, I want to quote from another gospel. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but there was another gospel that almost made the Bible, but didn't quite. And it's a pretty popular gospel these days. It's called the Gospel of Thomas. And it's a very ancient gospel. And here Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is inside of you, and it is outside of you." He says in this gospel, when you become acquainted with yourself, then you will be recognized. And you will understand that it is you who are children of the living Father. But if you do not become acquainted with yourself, then you are in poverty. And it is you who are the poverty. Meister Eckhart, a wonderful Dominican theologian and writer, he said, "What good is it that Jesus was born to Mary if Jesus is not also born to me?" This day, Christ is born again into our world. That's how we know God is love. God is good. God is safe. You can be yourself. Take off your mask. Take off your pretensions. Just be Carol in your Carolness, or Marilyn in your Marilynness, or Jim in your Jimness, or even Fred in his Fredness. Just be open to know that you are loved. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to be anything else. You are special, no matter what, because God made you. This day, Christ is born again into your heart and mind and soul. Find Christ there again, that your heart, your soul is the manger for Christ to be born in. In this way, then Christmas is not just a day or 12 days, and God in Jesus Christ is not just some concept. He's our Savior and this and that, which he is, but more than that. But Christmas and God will be your way of life. And you just can't wait to share that with others. When you find out how much you are loved and how much that person that you're looking at is loved, if they have brown skin or black skin, if they're rich or poor, if they're a homeless person or drive a Mercedes, they're all loved by God. When you get this insight, then you'll know Christmas. You'll know the Word became flesh, because the Word becomes flesh in Bruce, or becomes flesh in Don, becomes flesh in Janet. And you become, as Luther would say, Christline, little Christ for others. And as I ended the sermon last night, I end today the hymn we're about to sing. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. When that happens, you'll know Christmas. Merry Christmas. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.